with this fake food on Shabbos. Zot Rashi and Yosi Oisem, the lav tafshiru, it's not called a tafshir for him. It is not serving any real purpose. He can't walk with it. He's not walking with the shoe. It's just something to cover up his shoe. It's cover up his shoik, his thigh. So Rabbi Yosi says it's not called a tachshit, therefore it's also. Now luckily, hold like Rabbi Yosi. The yim yechloi beis kibul kisisim. Now usually the stump that he puts his used like for the bottom of his foot, it depends if it has a beis kibul hole there that you can put kisisim. That means like katin or a soft begodim inside it. Then it makes it a kli eitz. It's a wooden, here it's a wooden stump. And since it has a hole inside that can mekabel this cotton, it's called the base kibble, and they will be tummy. Trash rivim yeshloi base kibble, kisisin, shenech kakboi has a hole inside it, kidei kibble kisisin, kidei to mekabel kisisin, shel begodim rakin amuchin, I mean soft begodim, lo niyach roish ruk of aleim. Whereas you have like a wooden fake leg, and on the top of it is little holes. Now usually in the hole you put your thigh inside there. But a thigh of a person that doesn't make it a base kibble, it should be mekabel tumah. Because you said it like this. If it's a pshute kliyeis, a piece of wood is not mekabel tumah. A piece of wood is only mekabel tumah if it has a base kibble. If it's made like a glass, it's a mekabel water inside, something inside it. And a base kibble means that you walk around with the kli itself. You can hold the kli with what's inside and walk around with it. Now this type of wooden leg, just to put the foot inside it, you can't walk around holding the wooden leg with the foot inside it. The foot doesn't move. Like, you have to move with the kli. So the fact that there's a hole on top of the wooden leg, that the leg fits in, that wouldn't make the shame based kibbul. Because you don't carry the kli by itself with the foot inside it. Now if you have a base kibble here, that usually before he puts his leg inside there, he first puts cotton or shmatis inside to make it soft, then this foot by itself is called a base kibble. Because you have a hole that you put cotton inside, and you can walk around with the stump just with the cotton inside, therefore it's called a base kibble, that's makabel tumah. That's the chiluk. If you have a base kibble system to put the shmatis inside it, then it's tummy. Vaitam, smuchoi shaloi. Louis, so he has a smucha, that's the piece of skin that he puts on the bottom of his thigh. That's tameim, it's mekabel tumah, medrash, because he always leans on it, mekabel tumah is medrash, v'yotzim v'am shabbos. This he's allowed to go out with on Shabbos. So Rashi, smucha shaloi, smucha shel kita, means yesh kita b'shtei raglo. Come on, the son, some people have both foot taken off. Is mahalach hashukah, if he walks on his thighs, v'yal ha'kavoytzev on his knees. Here they put the piece of skin on the bottom of his thigh. Now since he's walking on his thigh, so he's using this skin mamish like a shoe. So that's called the tachshit for him, therefore he's allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. Trashi Tumei Medris in Zavu. If the person is a Zav, do l'smichas gufay oved, because he's putting his whole body on this skin, like he's using it for a shoe. O Medris hazav oisavatumma. Whatever the Zav sits on or leans on makes it for Nava Tumah. The Yotzim Ben B'Shabbos. Tetachshit Deyu. This is better than the Reisha. The first case was just a wooden leg. He's not walking with the wooden leg. His leg, he can't walk with it. So therefore, just to show, it's not called a Tetachshit. But here, with the way he walks is by dragging along his legs, his thighs, and the thighs hit the floor. So you want to put some skin on the bottom of the thigh, like your shoe, that's called a tafshit, that's mishtamish to yodim, that he could go out with. V'nichnosim ben bazora. He's even allowed to walk into the Beis HaMikdash with this. So drashi v'nichnosim ben bazora, di'af agav v'tanan, learn the Gemara Brochus. Lo yikonis odim laharabayis v'manoloi, and now they go into the Beis HaMikdash, or the harabayis, wearing your shoes. Hani lav manoninu. These are not mamish your shoe. The lab barosh raglihein, and not mamish on the top of his leg. Like he doesn't have legs. Where are they? On his thigh. But since it's only to protect his thigh, it's not like a bizoyan of wearing your shoes. He's allowed to wear this. Kisei, usmucha shaloi. Somebody also that can't walk, he's missing his legs. Shrashi, yesh kita shayav shuv chivsu gide shuka. His mamish, his thigh is shrunk up. V'yafilu ala kvoysov ein yoch lelech. He can't even walk on his knees. The yosin k'min kisei nomach, to make a small chair for him. The yoshev olav, and he sits on the chair. Ukeshum halach, when he wants to move, nismach al yodav, he leans on his hands. V'sav solam kitanim, with the small chair. He picks up his whole body off the ground, and he moves forwards. Then he lies, he rests on his back. And the chair is tied onto his back. It's like he sits down, rests, then he pushes himself, gets up with his hands and moves. That's the way he moves. So the key says his chair. That this man also, they put a piece of skin, or else Rashi says made out of eitz, wood, on the top, on the Rosh Hashukah, the end of his thighs, or raglav, the end of his feet, hatluyim, that's hanging. When he's leaning on his hands, the yaker atzmoin picks up his goof, nishin gama raglav ksas. He also rests a little bit on his foot, so his feet do touch the ground, and they put this smuchim, this or skin, around the bottom of his foot that's touching the ground. It's tamei medrus, it's matame medrus, because he's leaning on these things. He's not allowed to go out with these things on Shabbos. The kisei or the smuchais, he can't go out with on Shabbos. So drashu, why not? V'yein yoytzen ben b'shabbos. Rashi's Rebbe learns because you don't need it so much. It's not that much of a purpose for tzorich for him. The way he's moving is with his hands. He's picking up his body and moving, so he could move without these things. So Rashi will learn nearly. That's not a good time. Avadi needs it. He wants to rest. He needs a chair on the nitam to rest. And he's dragging along his feet. It's not nice. His feet should drag on the floor. He wants to put a piece of skin on the bottom of his legs. So Rashi Vikla May Madardi Ditoli. We're talking about now where his legs are like hanging up. For Leiman Chiyara, they're not touching the ground. Ezimna Dimishtalfi. We're afraid that his skin is time hanging on his legs. We're afraid sometimes he'll fall off his leg. Since it's not on the ground, Mamish is only hanging, we're afraid he'll fall off his leg and he'll come to pick it up and walk with it. Rishus Rabin. That's why it's also to go out with it on Shabbos. V'yei Nichnosin Ben Bazorah. He can't walk in with this smuchim or with this kisei to the azor. So Rashi ve'enich nosim ben azor with the manon ninu. These are mamish shoes because here the person does have feet, just like his feet are paralyzed, so he can't move them. So the way he moves is by moving his whole body, but he has this skin on the bottom of his leg, which is like the shoes. So that's the loch. He can't go with shoes into the Beit HaMikdash. Before the case was he doesn't have feet; his feet were chopped off. All he has is his thighs. So if he has some skin at the bottom of the thigh, that's mutter to go into the azara. That's not called a shoe. A shoe is what you wear on the bottom of your foot.
The stamina that the halacha would be the same by wheelchairs. If somebody who's quadriplegic, somebody who can't walk.
Well, the violet said it's also. Let's see about a wheelchair. That's his kisei lechur. Kisei smucha shaloi ispemen v'enyosim v'em shabbos. Weiter. Lukmotim, we'll see a type of a mask people wear to make jokes with, is Tarum, is Torah, it's not called the Kriyta Makabatuma, V'yenyetzim Bem, you can't look out with them on Shabbos. Shrashi, Tarum, Makabatuma, V'yenyetzim Bem, Kli-Tashvish, Le-Tashvish, it's not a Kli, it's not a Tashvish, it's not a Makabatuma, and you can't look out with these things on Shabbos. I will see in the Gemara exactly what Lukmotim is. A type of a mask, or something you play around with to make jokes with. Yeah. So again, so the Reish, the Mishnah was Hakita Yetsa Bekavshle, it's a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Kavshle was a person that's missing his legs, and he has like a wooden leg that you put there. He doesn't walk with it, it's just there for show. So Rabbi Yossi told us also to walk out with it on Shabbos, because it's not called a Tachshit to Loi. It's not a Tachshit, and it's not a Malbush, because you're not walking with it, you're not using it, so therefore it's awesome. So the Gemara. Omale Rovel Rav Nachman. Heichi Tanan. How exactly do we learn the Mishnah? Or does the Mishnah say Hakita Yotze B'Kavshlo like we say, and Rav Yosi Asis, or Faker? The Tanakhama says Ein Hakita Yotze, and Rav Yosi is Matter. That was the Sofik. So Drashi Heichi Tanan Hakita Yotze. If Rav Yosi Oyser, that's the way we have the Girsa. Oy, the Girsa was Faker. Ein Hakita Yotze. Rav Yosi Matter. What's the Shita's claw? That's what Rav Yosi Rav Nachman Heichi Tanan. Omale he entered back. Rav Nachman answered back, Lo Yadani, he's not sure. Hilchos Samai, then Rav asked him, what's the halacha? Omalei also Lo Yadani, he's not sure. Itma, Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says the Gisa should be Ein Hakita, not like we have. We have a girsa kita yotze al Rameyo. Shmuel had the girsa no Rameyo's ain't a kita yotze. He can't go out with this type of a wooden shoe. V'chein oma Rafuna ain't a kita. Shmuel and Avuna both learned in Rameya that the din was ain't a kita, that a person that's missing a leg can't go out with a full foot on Shabbos. Since it's only a wooden shoe, a wooden foot, it's also. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Hel v'yoma Shmuel ain't a kita. V'yoma Rafuna ain't a kita. Ananami nisni ain't a kita. We should also learn, that's pshat, not like our girsa, but we should change the girsa. That Tanakam Rameya holds ain't a kita, it's also for him to go out with it, and Rabbi Yosef is matter. Maski below Rova Bar Shiro. Here, Rova Bar Shiro Estakasho Le Shmuel Hod Hod the Maskin Le. Didn't you hear that we learned? Rav Chonin Bar Rova Le Chia Bar Rav. We told you Chia Bar Rav. Kaimi the Rav in front of Rav. Pikituna the Ve Rav in the small room in the base of Medrash of the Rav. Rashi Kituna means Ched the Cotton Shav Base of Medrash. In the small room in the base of Medrash. They stand in front of Rav. That ain hakita yaitza bekav shlo divrei Rameya. That's the way they want to learn. Taka the way Shmuel and Avuna changed the gears in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah should say ain hakita. Rameya you can't go out with his wooden false leg. Rabbi Yisimatir. That's what they learned. O mochil le Rav epach. But Rav told them, made a machor, no, the gears should change around the way we have it in our Mishnah. That Rameya holds its muta and Rabbi Yisi holds its osa. Omer Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchok v'simno samach samach. The simon to the emes is samach samach. Rabbi Yosi is the one that asks. Oyser has a samach and Rabbi Yosi has a samach. So you put samach next to samach. Rabbi Yosi is the one that holds its oyser. Trashi samach samach. Rabbi Yosi oyser. Shtei teva sheyesh lem samach samach zu eitzu zu. They both have a samach samach one next to another. So that's the lashon oyser to Rabbi Yosi. So tomorrow, and that's why our gears in the Mishnah is. The more of a Yav Shmuel Hodebe, even Shmuel was Choyzer. The Tanan, Cholza Betzandel Shenishloi. The Allah of Chalitza, it's if your brother dies, and he has in his leftover his wife, Yavoma, so she can't get married till she has Chalitza Yibim. To make Chalitza means she has to wear a shoe. The Sandal Shenishloi, the Allah is supposed to put a shoe on her right foot. Now let's say she uses Cholza Betzandel Shenishloi, it doesn't belong to him. Or else the sandal shalates, or else the sandal made out of wood, or he shall smell be him in. She put the left shoe on the right foot. Is chalitza ksheru. That's what Tanakam holds. That the chalitza is ksheru. The Yamin and it said, man Tana, who's the Tana that says the chalitza is ksheru? Now it's the gay to us is that it says b'shalates, that you can have a shoe made out of wood. Mashma, wooden shoe, is still called a shoe. Who's that man, Yama? Or mashmo rab meyehi. That goes according to Rav Meir. The Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hakita Yotze V'Kav Shlo Divrei Meir. And Rav Meir holds the Kita, the person that's missing his foot. If he has a wooden leg, that's called his shoe. So you see, according to Rav Meir, a wooden leg, a wooden shoe is also called a shoe. Therefore, according to Rav Meir, it's not called a Tavshit. It's called a shoe. So you see, cool, like our gears in the Mishnah, Rav Meir is the one that says it's mutter for a person to walk out with a fake, a wooden leg. That's his shoe. And Rabbi Yosi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, all the sasa, just be clear, that's the gear, so now Mishnah. So Rashi, Oy shall smell be min, sandals shall smell be min. They put the left shoe on the right foot, the chalitza on the made chalitza, the chalitza be minu, you have to have chalitza on the right foot. The goma regular mitzvah, is man tanas Rashi, the sandals shall eat choshev noloi, but that's also called the noel. The chalitza you have to use a noel. Who says that wood is also called a shoe? That's a Raif Al Mishnah Rameya. Rameya is the one that says a kita could go out with his wooden leg. Why? Because he holds even wood could also be called a shoe. So you see, it's clear Rameya the way we have the gears in the Mishnah. Rameya is Matir and Rameya is Asis. Moreover, Rafuna Hodabe, even Rafuna now is Chayza from what he said to change the gears. So no, he's also Matir to the gears of our Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned, Sandal Shal Saidin. Siding the people that work in making lime. And they have special shoes that vice versa, they don't want to hurt themselves. Lime is very strong. And the frat lime could burn up skin. So they don't use skin, they use wooden shoes. That's what he wears. So sandal shosai means a wooden shoe. It is Tomei Medris. Louis Sue, the person is a Zav. So since he's standing on the shoe, he's matame medrash, the shoe is matame. V'yishu choletzes boy, and yishu kamega chalitza, even though it's a wooden shoe, also the sheet, the wooden shoe is still called a shoe. V'yoytzen boy v'shabbos, and you can walk out with this shoe on Shabbos, is also called a shoe. Wood is also called a shoe. Dibur Rebbe Kiva, zelt Rebbe Kiva, v'loy hoy deloy. But the Chachamim were not masking to Rebbe Kiva, they dingzich and say no, a wooden shoe is not called a shoe. It's no good for chalitza, and you can't walk out with it on Shabbos. For the Gemara v'tan yestiru hoy deloy, I another bright says no, the Chachamim were masking to Rebbe Kiva. On Rav Huna, Rav Huna himself gives a teres. What's the teres of yestiru? Man hoy deloy Rebbe Meir. Who was moided to Rebbe Kiva that says that a wooden shoe is called a shoe that you could walk out with on Shabbos and can make chalitza? That's Rebbe Meir. That's a right from our Mishnah. That Rebbe Meir says this kita, the person is missing his leg, and we're putting a false leg of wood, that's also called a shoe, it's called a tachshit for him. He's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Oman loy hoydeloy, who's the one that dingzach on Rebbe Kiva? That's Rebbe Yossi. Like our Mishnah, and Rebbe Yossi says, Oysa, that since it's only a wooden false leg, he holds wood, is not called a shoe, it's also. Trashi mantano, the sandal shall eat choshev nolay. Even wood is also called a sandal. Sandal shall side, and Rashi Moichri said, people that sell lime, okashem esaskin boy, noyle moise mishalait. They put special shoes, wooden shoes. Nifnei shasir serfes or. Because lime could burn up the skin, so you can't wear a regular leather shoe, you have to wear a wooden shoe. V'yom rafuni gassin, and man hoy deloy Rebbe Meir. T'yoma, what's the Raya Rebbe Meir holds that? He says, now mishnah akita yetzu b'kav shaloi. If you call Raya Rebbe Meir, the gear says Rebbe Meir holds the smuta, like we have the gear. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, or Rabbi Yosef Omer. Man loy hoy deloy, who's another one that dings a chon Rebbe Kiva that holds that a wooden shoe is not called a shoe? We have Yechon and Benuri. I'll tell you, goes according to Rebbe Yechon and Benuri. The Tanan, we learned, Kivere Shokash. You have this Kivere, that's this beehive, made out of straw, Rel Shwaferish Shokanim. You have like a round tube made out of kanim, also reeds. We have a Kiva Matama. And Kiva said that's not called a Kli, even though it's made out of Kash, like wood, that's still called the Kli, it could be Mekabel Tumba. We have Yechon and Benuri Metayr. If Yechon and Benuri is Metayr, vice versa, why? The sealed wood is not called the Kli. Trashi, Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Metayr. Tlav Urcho Lasos Mikash. It's not a derech to make a beehive out of straw. Ela Mikanim. Usually you make it from Kanim, from reeds. Melo Mano Nami. The same sphere will be the shoe. Tlav Urcho Mietz. It's not a steger to make shoes from eights. Therefore, according to Yechon and Sandal, a wooden shoe would not have a shame shoe, since it's not a derech to make it that way. Yechon and Benuri mitayr b'klikash, and why does he mitayr with a straw keli? The lav eitz nino, that's not called eitz. Rebbe Kiva keitz choshev le dekoshnin. Rebbe Kiva says no, it is considered like eitz, it's makabotum. Good, so you see also Rebbe Kiva holds something that's not a derech to make it that way, it's not called the kli. So same thing by our shoe. It's not a derech to make a shoe from wood. You only make it from leather. Therefore, wooden shoe does not have the same shoe according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Omar, sandal shall siden. This wooden shoe that a lion man wears when he's working with the lion, it says tome medrus. It's matame medrus. Lo yitzu, the person is a zav. Since he's standing and wearing the shoes, he's on top of the shoes. The shoes have a tumas medrus on it. But it's not meant to walk in it. Like the Avi Minu was, he only wears it when he works in the lime. Like when he's standing in the lime, shoveling the lime, he goes into these shoes. But he doesn't walk around with it. So why should it be a Tumas Medrash? Omer Rav Acha Bar Rav Hula Shekena Sayid Metayel Boy Ach Megil Beis. No. Not only he wears these shoes, the shati's in the line, shoveling it around, he also wears it home. So since he walks with it home, that's enough to give it a shame. He uses the shoe walking on it, so therefore it has a tumas medrus on it. He's walking on top of the shoe, it's makabel tumas medrus. So here's the Asta Machlokes, the Mishnah, if the wooden shoe have the same shoe or not. Halacha we're machmal if Rabbi Yosi holds also, and Rashi is not called a tashatu. Since it's a wooden shoe, it's not a derech to wear it, it's not called a tashatu, it's also to walk out with it on Shabbos. Right, the Vimyesh Loi Base Kibble Ksisin Tommy. The Mishnah says the Luisui this wooden shoe. If it has a base kibble to Makabal Ksisin, then it could be Makabal Tumma. It means it has a small hole that you put in, we say Ksisin means you put in the Shmatis. Either the Zakatin you put in there or the Shmatis you put inside it. Vimyesh Loi Base Kibble Ksisin Tommy. Omar Abaya Yishno Tommy Tumas Mace. It only is Makabal, it has a Shem Kli that Makabal Tumas Mace. If a mace touches it, or whoever then any tomei touches it. Over the aim of a tamei medrash, the chiddush is luyusu this person that doesn't have a leg is a zav, so it's not makam tumah medrash. Medrash wouldn't be here. Why? Because the person's not really leaning on it, he's not walking on it. He doesn't have a leg. It's only a fourth leg, so you don't walk on it. It's just there for show. So it's not called medrash. Medrash means you're leaning, your whole body is leaning on it, either like a bed or a chair, that you have your whole body leaning on it. Here your body is not leaning on it, it's just there hanging. So I wouldn't have a tumas medrash. Drashu v'enim a tumas medrash. Drashu why the loy mistam echolei. You're not leaning yourself on it. Yeah. Hodin lok a tumas meis. That's why it says tumas meis at Drashu. Hu adin l'chol tumas mag. It's not dafka meis it has, many tumas mag it has. El mishum diyomer ein metame medrash. Since the one says no tumas medrash, so avatuma no kadami tumas meis. It's also an avatuma. Look at Kama. Na savatuma, the thing becomes an avatuma. Ayidei meis. Ayidei, if a meis touches it, it'll be makabel tuma. This thing, it would have a tumas meis. The kli eitz sheyesh le base kibulu or mekabel kol tumas maga. Whereas this is called a kli eitz that has a base kibul. It's mekabel any tuma. V'yoyel by they call that tuma sunasirishin by they meis shuavi avisa tuma nas avatuma. V'nas avatuma they medrus. The iksava lavlus michavidim. Hashenka, if the person is a zav and is wearing these shoes, he's not metamred as medrus. Elo letachshit. He's only wearing that's a tachshit. The Yarmullah, we tell him, Amoid, get up and ask the Machtena, we'll use this for something else. But it's not something you use to sit on.
He uses the limb to lean on.
What?
He uses the limb, this false wooden shoe.
To lean on would be something then it would have a tumas medrash. But Val is not leaning on it at all. It's just there for a tachshit, therefore it has no tumas medrash. Omar Rov and Minoah Minoah, how do I know this? He's sorry, the Tanan. Agolo Shel Cotton. We have a wagon that that kids play with, kids use. Is Tameya Medrus. It is Makabal Tumas Medrus. So Drash Agolo Shel Cotton, Letzachik Bo Matatli Olea. A kid plays. I'm going to have these like a horse on a stick. You have a stick on top, you have the face of a horse. Like he makes believe he's riding it. So according to Rov, no, it goes on Tom Medrash. V'abayu Amma, you see it's Makabal Tumas Medrash. V'abayu Amma Nein, Hosom Somachole. I'll tell you over there. I'm going to skip some. Yama Bayu Matar Tumas Medrash. Rav says Afma Tom Medrash. Rav Adin Zach says no. That this shoe, this wooden leg, is also Tom Medrash. And Amma Rav, how do I know this? That Nan Agol Shakot, the wagons that a kid play with, is Tom Medrash. There, when the kid plays with this wagon, he mamas leans his whole body on it. But here the person doesn't lean on it at all. He doesn't have a leg, so he's not leaning on the fourth leg. The fourth leg is just to show. So since he's not leaning on it at all, it has no tumas medrash. Omer Abayi Minu Aminulo. Where's my right that like it has no tumas medrash? The Tanya. Makel Shos Kain. If you have, that's like a cane. A cane that an old man uses to walk with is Tor Miklum. Shno, it's Tor from everything, it's not Makabal any Tum at all. Now, the Loshan Tor Miklum means the Trashi, Loi Medrus, it has no Tumas Medrus, even if the Zokin, this old person, is a Zav, and he's using his cane to walk with, it doesn't blind by Tumas Medrus. He's not leaning on his whole body, B'Sum Zee. V'Loi Shah Tumah, who I didn't know what the Tumah does a cane have. Loi metame medrus why mishum dalav the smich of it. You're not really leaning on it. Sharag le malak. We're talking about an old person that could walk. He has feet, Baruch Hashem. He's walking. V'yaf agav the mistamachal and the prokim. Even though sometimes a cane is when you get a little bit tired. You lean on it. but so you see, that's not called leaning. That's not called medrash. Medrash means, according to Abai, you have to stay on it the whole time. Something you use can stay like a chair or a bed that you lie on. But here a cane, that the ikka you're walking yourself, that's not as much as medrash. The shah tumah, all other tumas, nami loi, such as you are, the pshuta kliyetsu. The emisin are called the pshuta kliyets. Because the cane is a piece of wood. It has no base kibble. There's not makabel anything inside. You can't put anything inside a cane. Alma, afa, God, the zimdim, the stomach, even though sometimes you lean on the cane, of hoil the yikr, as the yosei, the yikr of the cane, ain't a lakach is not made to lean on, ain't a matama medjus, has no tumas medjus. We ain't lame, you shouldn't say, mishum de posha tu, ye toimi medjus, to lay huskru, tyrus, chute, kliate, a latumas maga viil. Rashba warning, Stam, let's say it has the Tumas Medrash because it's a Pshute Kliyetz. Maybe for Medrash also you would have to need a base kibble. That Rashi says no. A base kibble is only set for Tumas Maga and Tumas Oil. There you learn out from Sak, that a sack is something you can put something into it, it's a base kibble. Mashenkein Tumas Medrash does not need a base kibble. See, here the reason why the cane has no Tumas Medrash, that the old person is a Zav, and is using the cane, is not because it's a pshuti kliyetz, it's a piece of wood that has no base kibble. If you would mamma sit on it, it would be in the kabel tumas medrash. But the reason why it's not, because you're not meant to lean on it. You're walking.
By the mask, you know, if the person vale had to rely on it to walk, you couldn't walk without it, then it wouldn't
right,
be helpful.
Right. The Rav, Ayat Akasha Rav, Rav says even though you lean on it sometimes, it also makes it tumas medrash. So why here is a cane Torah from Tumas Medrash? For Rava Hosom Litrutse